me find my glasses, please? Oh. So in Krishna's eternal pastimes, we have just heard that he's going into his bedroom, and one by one his friends leave him, and then Mother Yashoda leaves, and then Krishna goes through a secret door into the night of Vrindavan's forest. So now we will read from this very sacred text the pastime performed at night. Meeting in the forest groves, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna enjoy singing, dancing, and many other pastimes. After enjoying pastimes for 7.5 hours of the night, Lord Krishna becomes sleepy. Accompanied by 5 or 6 gopis and unseen by the others, he enters another forest. Served by their dear gopi friends, the divine couple sleeps there on a beautiful pastime bed made of unstemmed flowers. It's interesting how these resting places are made. Flowers are brought together which don't have a stem any longer. You know, this thing, the stem is removed, and then a very fine gazelle-like cloth is brought. In outer appearance it looks like this mosquito tent. I mean, you can see through it. And it is spread over the flowers. So then when Radha and Krishna come and sit on this pastime bed, they see the flowers shining through. But at the same time the flowers are not moved and brought in disorder because they're kept together by this covering sheet. This is Srinarada said, "Oh my dear master," you know, now Narada Muni addresses Sadashiva, "I wish to hear of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's final pastimes with Sri Radha in Vrindavan forest." So Lord Sadashiva answers, "Oh my dear Sri Narada, please hear and I will describe the pure nectar mellows of Sri Sri Radha Krishna pastimes. These sublime pastimes are very confidential. They should not be spoken to anyone. After a long time, Lord Krishna described to me his last nectar pastimes with Sri Radha. Pleased with me, Lord Krishna gave me 2 peerless mantras plunged in the nectar of his glorious pastimes. Then Lord Krishna described his nectar pastimes to me, his disciple. O Sri Narada, now you may happily hear what even Brahma and all the demigods do not know. I will tell it to you." So now we will hear the ultimate secrets of spiritual life. We are very fortunate. It's very interesting that Krishna gives what he will say now together with these 2 powerful mantras, because Only by chanting mantras can you realize the pastimes of Krishna. They won't be mere words to you, but they will unfold like a lotus flower where the moonshine shines on. They unfold. So by mantra, all the secrets of Krishna consciousness unfold to us. It's not that we can just hear the knowledge of Krishna consciousness and not practice. No. We must chant the mantras, and then these mantras are given by the guru to the disciple, and they help unlock the secret of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is like a treasure box, but it's locked. Only if your spiritual master gives you the divine mantras can you unlock the treasure box. So now it happens. Nanda's son, who is the prince of Braja, who stays in Vrindavan forest and enjoys pastimes there eternally, and who is like a perfectly full moon, is the most perfect form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudev's son, who stays in Mathura city and enjoys pastimes there eternally, and who is like a moon one day before being perfectly full, is the more perfect form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna is like the full moon, and Vasudev and the other forms of Krishna are not so full. They are, Vasudev is the moon one day before becoming full. I think our moon is also one day before becoming full. If you look, one day. The king of Dwaraka, who stays in Dwaraka, and enjoys pastimes there eternally, he is like a moon 2 days before being perfectly full. It's also a perfect form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, it's a question of perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. But Krishna is most perfect. Vasudev is more perfect. And Krishna in Dwaraka is perfect. As the king of Dwaraka, Lord Krishna is like a moon 2 days before its fullness. As the king of Mathura, Lord Krishna is like a moon 1 day before its fullness. And as the master of Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is like a moon on the day of its perfect fullness. The summary. That's a very simple to understand way. The form and pastimes of the king of Mathura are like a full moon. Still, compared to the master of Vrindavan, the form and pastimes of the king of Mathura are like a moon 1 day before its fullness. It seems to be a very important point because it's repeated again and again. The form and pastimes of the king of Dwaraka are like a full moon. Still, compared to the master of Vrindavan, the form and pastimes of the king of Dwaraka are like a moon 2 days before its fullness. So it's complete. Don't criticize Krishna's forms in Mathura or Dwaraka, but no, Krishna is sublimely complete. Shri Bhu Leela Yogamaya Chintya Achintya Mohini and Kashali are Lord Krishna's 8 external potencies. Leela Prema Swarup Stapani Akashini Samyogini Viyogini and Aladini are Lord Krishna's internal potencies. Now these potencies are describing Radharani. It will become a little bit more clearer. Just listen. In Braj, these 16 eternal potencies expand the sweetness of Lord Krishna Chandra. Now the Hladini potency is the best of all potencies. That potency is the personification of ecstatic love. That potency is called Sri Radha. O sage Narada, Lord Vasudeva and Lord Shirodakashevi Vishnu are also present in the pastimes that Lord Krishna Chandra enjoys with his Hladini potency. The potency Akashini manifests the Lord's pastimes from the spiritual sky. The potency Stapini manifests the Lord's pastimes from Lord Krishna's own body. Nanda's son, who enjoys supreme bliss in his pastimes with Sri Radha, is the only most perfect form of the Lord. So, Sri Narada asked now, if when Lord Krishna goes to Mathura, he manifests his more perfect form of Vasudeva's son, which is different from the most perfect form of Nanda's son, then how is it possible for Sri Radha to feel the pangs of separation from this form, a form different from the Vrindavan Krishna? O Master, please cut apart this doubt. Do you understand the question? If Krishna is always in Vrindavan as the most perfect form, then why does Radha hanker for Krishna, who has apparently left Vrindavan to go to Mathura? If this is only the Vasudev Krishna, whereas the Krishna is still in Vrindavan. So this is a difficult question to be asked to Lord Sadashiva. And Lord Sadashiva said, the Samyogini potency arranges the amorous pastimes of the divine couple, and the Viyogini potency arranges that the divine couple be separated. The Hladini potency is the Lord's pleasure potency. In Braj, Sri Radha is the manifestation of these three potencies. Sri Radha, the daughter of Kirtita, thinks, Sri Krishna, the master of my life, never leaves Vrindavan to go to any other place. O son of Brahma, Radha does not see any difference in Lord Krishna's appearance or disappearance. This was also so when Lord Krishna disappeared in the beginning of the Rasa dance. O sage, it is the Lord's feature as the son of Vasudeva and the king of Mathura who goes to Mathura. The son of Nanda does not go. He merely hides in beautiful Vrindavan. In this way, Sri Radha, the daughter of Kirtita, experiences the mellow of thinking her beloved has gone away on a journey. In this way, the sages describe that mellow where Sri Radha is bereft of her beloved company. So, to make it a little bit more simpler, there are the three Shaktis, Hladini, Viyogini, and Samyogini. Hladini Shakti, and they are all Radharani, the internal potency. So, in this eternal potency, there is meeting. This is arranged by the Samyogini potency, when Radha and Krishna stay together. And there is also separation, which is the Viyogini potency of Krishna. It is described, these two are like the two banks of a river. There's a left bank or a left shore and a right shore. So sometimes the river of the pastimes touches more the left shore that is when they are together, Radha and Krishna. Sometimes it touches more the right shore, that is when they feel separated. Without the separation, there would be not so much the pleasure of being together, so they serve. So in order to enhance the pastimes, in other words, Radha and Krishna have these two forms of being connected. They are connected both in separation, because then Radha thinks so much of Krishna and Krishna is in her heart. She describes this even. Oh Krishna, when will I see your beautiful smiling face and hear your flute again? And then she catches herself and thinks, I better I talk on something else, because he has decided to never come back to me. And she turns away from talking about Krishna, but then she laments and says, because she has just seen Krishna in her heart. And she realizes, I can't turn away from Krishna because he is staying in my heart already. So I cannot turn away. That means Krishna is, she is together with Krishna in her heart when she feels separated from him. Do you understand? She thinks so much of Krishna in her separation that Krishna appears in her heart. If you don't understand it 100%, no problem, because this is the most confidential secret apparently, and why should we understand everything? So we just hear and it purifies us. No problem. Sri Radha thinks, he who is my hero and my life has left me and gone to Mathura. In this way, unhappy Radha is agitated in separation from her beloved. She gave up her life by drowning in the Yamuna. Thus she returned to Goloka in the spiritual world, where again she enjoyed the nectar of Lord Krishna's company. When Lord Krishna went to Mathura, Sri Radha became very unhappy in his absence. Yearning to meet him again, she went on pilgrimage to Kurukshetra. Learned in the science of love for Krishna, Uddhava goes to Vrindavan for 2 months, and there he consoles Sri Radha, the daughter of Kirtita. O best of sages, Uddhava made Sri Radha taste the nectar of the descriptions of Lord Krishna. In this way, he made glorious and handsome Lord Krishna appear before her eyes. So these are very high subjects. They are dealt with at the beginning of, at the end of the Sanat Kumar Sanghita. I just want to say that I'm very happy to read this verse that Srimati Radharani, when after Krishna had left Vrindavan, could not tolerate the separation. And one day she was entering the Yamuna. No, was going to the Yamuna, I'm sorry. That is a very special place for Radha Rani. She had gone there in her childhood. She had been married to another husband, to Abhimanyu, and she knew about this, but there is one specific day where those girls who are married in Braj have to go to the house of their husbands. Let us say they are married 3 years before this date, and then every day this date comes a little bit closer, and the gopis who were married like this were slowly becoming accustomed to the thought that one day we have to leave our house and be married somewhere, but we only want Krishna as our husband. But just like doses of poison, you can become accustomed to doses of poison if you take every day a little bit. So the gopis took every day a little bit of this information. Oh, in 3 years we have to leave and be married to someone else than Krishna. Now when the actual day came where they were supposed to leave their houses to be married with a gopa they didn't even know, all the unmarried gopis, unknown between each other, unknown to each other, went to the Yamuna. There were millions of the most beautiful Braj gopis coming at the bank of the Yamuna. They didn't know each other because they were from good families, they only stayed at home. And they looked around, and every one of these gopis looked so sad, and they started to cry. 1 million gopis started to cry. They asked, "Why are you crying?" And finally they said, we are crying because we want to marry Krishna, but today we have to leave the house and marry someone else." Oh. So everyone noticed that they were all in the same situation. They all were in the situation that they had to drink the poison of marriage to someone else than Krishna. So they all started to cry, and then one of them, who became the natural leader of all the gopis, can you imagine her name? Radha, Srimati Radharani, you know everything about transcendental secrets. One said, "Enough of this sadness. We will all drown ourselves in the Yamuna." "Yes, let's do that. That's wonderful," said all the gopis. And they all went, 1 million and more gopis, into the Yamuna to drown themselves. And then Purnamasi and Vrinda Devi heard about this, and they began run. You know, without the gopis, there can be no Vrindavan Leela. They said, stop, something is going terribly wrong here. Stop. But they were all entering the Yamuna. Purnamasi said, "Yamuna Devi, stop these gopis from making this grave mistake." So then Yamuna expanded herself in many forms and took each gopi out of the Yamuna to a wonderful black tamal tree and rested them under the black tamal tree. Do you know what the tamal tree, the black tamal tree, represents? Krishna, you know everything. Krishna. So this way, but now when Krishna had left, then Radharani went with her girlfriends to the Yamuna. And this time something else happened. As Radharani looked into the Yamuna, she saw the waves of the Yamuna, and she thought, "These are Krishna's arms." And she jumped into the Yamuna and from there went right back to Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. That's a very confidential secret. Radhe, Radhe. Too much. Oh, as Rupa Goswami describes, she went to the sun god, Yamuna Devi, who is the daughter of the sun god, took her to the sun, and from there Radha came as Satyabhama to Dwaraka. If you want to read about this, there's such a big book about this. It's called the Krishna Sangati, I believe. Or, yeah. There it is. So you all look like I feel. That is, we are a little tired, Madhva Muni, a little bit. We went to bed yesterday late, but we will bless all of you. Maybe Kishore, you can take the hand decoration of Lord Jagannath and place it on the heads of our guests, and then you can feel this is hangs at the hand of Lord Jagannath. You can feel that Lord Jagannath puts his hand on your head. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. So tomorrow will be the end of this beautiful book. It's nice. We just finished it in the month of Kartik. Some say the month of Kartik ends today. They are right. And others think it ends tomorrow. They are also right. And others think it ended last Ekadasi. They are also right. It's just Krishna is so wonderful. According to the mood in which you want to worship him, he accepts your worship. I'm personally thinking it, or not thinking, I'm celebrating from one full moon to the other because I am a moon child. Has to be true to his origins. All right. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shanti.